You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. Time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. It's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radioline, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Sirius XM Radio, Audible, Vimeo. We're on Twitch. We're fucking everywhere, dude. And Pocket Casts and Radio Public. Because I finally wrote down those fucking ones that I said. That I was going to fucking write for the last three fucking weeks that I got syndicated on now. And I finally wrote it down.
Good. Good for you.
I smoked a lot of weed, goddammit. Don't judge me. Anyway, we're distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, BMG US, and of course, those crazy motherfuckers at 5050 Global Music Incorporated.
Love those guys.
And I'm going to count it. I'm going to call his ass out. West Cross AA Quizzle Starks, motherfucker, 5050 Global Music Inc. Nice. I am proud to be your partner. I love you, motherfucker. And I am very to run your rock and metal and whatever division, you know, crazy people I manage and book for and whatever. Thank you for the opportunity. Love you guys. Love you, Sony. Love you, Live Nation, all you guys. Fuck yeah. We love you.
Can you see me? You can see me, right?
Of course, yes. I can see you, girl. You look hot. See, look, she got the little cleavage shirt, and that's perfect.
No, no.
I told you to wear something skimpy and sexy this interview. Don't argue with me. I'm your manager. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm your booking agent. I don't know, something. What's up?
What's up with you? What did you eat for lunch? You hyper.
Marijuana.
Okay.
Manage the following bands and artists from around the world. Actress Lisa O'Neill. Yeah. Also lead singer of the amazing tribute band Black Sabbath, a female fronted Black Sabbath tribute from Los Angeles, who I also manage. So yeah. I'm double dipping on that bitch. All right. We got the new metal. Wait, yeah. Well, I am bisexual. Don't judge me. Anyway, it's LA. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We got our new metal buddies from Dirty Machine from the LA area. Check him out also from Dirty Machine, Dirty Dabo, aka James. Sorry, my God, he's fucking funny. David Leitch, dude. David Leitch, check this fucker out. He's Champ Stamp. Check out the Champ Stamp on Jimmy Kimmel. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna say. Okay, and then we got of course Black Sabbatha, and then Don Marlowe, High Priestess. She'll read your fortune, read your tarot cards, read crystal balls, whatever the fuck she reads. Balls. Oh, sorry. She reads things. It's Don Marlowe, and she makes amazing edibles. Just don't eat a whole cookie when you're in mid-flight on the Delta nonstop air flight from here to Boston. It's not a good idea. I'm just going to go there. I'm just saying, once again, I'm going to say it. Never eat a whole cookie made by Don Marlowe.
How about you should have passed?
She makes the most amazing tasting fucking shit ever. Her candies, her cookies, everything.
If you're going to buy some edibles, buy them from that woman because she knows what she's fucking doing. All right, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. What's up? And a family from Bakersfield, California. Wicked Star from Los Angeles. Check out the newest interview on Madame Perry's Salon with Jennifer Modette Perry on Blog Talk Radio. She just interviewed our buddies from Wicked Star. Check out the interview from last night with Tony Richards, lead singer and founder, songwriter, and everything from Wicked Star. We love you guys. Shout out. So check that out. Just had an interview last night. Like I said, Madame Perry's Salon. Check out the interview with, check out the interview with me. Check out the interview with China Myers. Shout out to author China Myers, one of our amazing co-hosts. We love you. Shout out to actor, producer, Derek Webb. And now, of course, China Myers is a screenwriter and hopefully very soon a movie, director, producer, blah, 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 whatever. And we're going to make it happen. God damn it. We're going to make that into a movie or a TV show or something. Something's going to happen. I feel it. It's in the wind, girl. And then, of course, you got Jenny and the Muse.
How y'all doing? How's everybody doing?
We from LA. And of course, we got our amazing Sony EDM artist, Karen Lowe, in the house.
Yay! Awesome.
Oh, yeah. And we got that? Fuck yeah. Of course, we manage author China Myers as well.
Yeah.
And then we have Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show, Berserk, actor producer Derek Webb, Thomas DeRed, the Viking comedian. Check him out. We're going to hopefully pimp his ass out. I'm sorry, no. Put him on some comedy shows in Hollywood. Yeah.
I heard he's funny.
Well, he likes it. He's funny as fuck, dude.
I heard, yeah.
He likes to be pimped out. Don't think he doesn't. And then we got, of course, Vokills from New York. We got Star Daddy.
Yeah.
We've got Mortis the Devil's Reject. Actress Lillian Sin. She's also a burlesque dancer and a circus performer. She does like freak show performance and stuff like that. Plays with fire, lets people staple money to her skin. You know, crazy shit. She's hardcore. And of course, go check out, what's that fucking thing? Something, the alien dog. What the fuck is that? She's got an alien dog now. K9, the alien dog. Go check it out. K9 the Alien Dog and his, he has his own Facebook, he has his own Instagram account. I don't know. I don't know. Fucking an inanimate fucking object got an Instagram account, but let's do this. Yeah. Hey, for the minds of crazy people who are on lots of drugs, especially marijuana, alcohol, and cocaine. I'm just kidding. We come up with some nutty shit. Anyway, of course, we also got Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California, metal band. Yeah. We got the Borderline Radio Show from Italy with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. I manage both of them as DJs as well as for their radio show, the Borderline Radio Show. And then I have Burn the Ships, Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Adam Nuke, or also known as Boffy in the world of pre-show performance. And he does a lot of different performance stuff and really great. We got Lucas Humphrey, a.k.a. Tatatesha from Green Yellow Television. Nice. We've got Scott Plant from New Hampshire. Check his music out. Scott Plant Music. P-L-A-N-T-E. Incredible stuff. We played his, one of his videos last week. Destiny. It's a really amazing song. And Sony's kind of interested, so we're hopefully gonna make that happen. He's really talented, so he deserves it. And of course, we got Maze for the United Kingdom.
Yay!
Hell yeah! Right. Also, a Sony artist, I guess alternative rock. And then we got Jocelyn Sky. We're working on bringing into the family. And then, of course, DJ King J and Our Frankenstein. Wow. So we got some really great artists and bands from around the world that we manage. And we have the privilege of working with these people, as well as many other incredible artists and bands from around the world that we work with regularly by booking them on our concerts, tours, festivals. as well as radio show. So, you know, we've had some really great artists recently on the show. You know what I mean? And especially somebody like Sony, EDM artist, Karen Lowe. Yay! In the house. Right. She's a comedian. She's
really?
She's crazy. She's crazy Karen. And we got 5 songs from her tonight that I have that we have videos for that we're going to play tonight.
Cool. So,
yes,
I am. Loved your stuff. Loved it. I was in the rock.
Thank you.
She's got some good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really talented.
Yeah.
Really
who
talented.
That guy who was rapping in one of the songs.
Oh, he's my producer.
Oh, he's awesome too.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, very talented.
He can be a knucklehead sometimes, but I love him to death.
You just came back from working with him in Vegas.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was actually in Vegas last weekend. I celebrated my birthday. But I'm not gonna tell you my age. I ain't gonna tell you my age.
You look like you're 32.
Thank you. Can you see? we also celebrate my birthday, and then we recorded. We only had time to do one song, so that will be coming out next year, like February sometimes.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah. It's hard to get a lot of things done when you got too much shit going on in your life.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
I'm
an expert on that subject.
Oh, did I say
the time?
Wait. Did I say too much shit? Oh shit.
see, we are internet radio, my dear, and therefore we can fucking goddamn motherfucking swear as much as we motherfucking want. There you go. See, no FCC regulations telling Jenny what to do. That's what I'm all about.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's just way better to be able to be yourself. If you say something, you say something. I don't like being reined in and like I have to say this, that, or the other thing. I don't really like. That's why I never really liked the confines of FM radio. I was on FM for 5 years. And there was a couple of times I slipped up and... It was live, so oops. I'm just glad we never got fined or the FCC would never listen to us, apparently.
Cool.
It is what it is.
Yeah, well, on this show, we can say what the fuck we want, and that's what matters.
Okay, I'll say what the fuck I want
to. There you go. All right. See? She's right there with us.
So what was the name of your song you did in Vegas?
It's called Live. Actually, it's called Live or Die.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That'll be for another show.
I mean, that's a very rough, hard enough title, right? Live or Die.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, especially with the pandemic going on, you live or die.
It's deep.
Yeah, very true. A lot of crap's been going on.
Yeah.
I agree.
Terrific. Yeah. So, your other song, what was it? Fantastic?
No, Fantasies.
Fantasies, that's right. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, because, you know, we all have fantasies, right? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So,
I mean, sorry, I got a dirty mind sometimes. You don't
know. I'm with you.
I'm right there with you.
And so, The song is really about my fiance.
Oh
nice.
Okay. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's about a girl, you know, sees this dude really like amazingly, you know, good looking, and then she just like wanna fantasize about, oh, okay, what would it be like to be with him? What would it be like to do this with him? So that's what the song is.
Top or bottom, right?
Well, actually, no, it's not top to bottom. It's bottom to the top. I go the other way. Bottom to the top.
Oh, my goodness.
Came in at the right time, huh?
I think so.
Because, oh, Really? Looks don't last. You know, you get old. We all get old. It's not going to look the same.
Yeah.
You're right. But your body parts will look the same.
Yeah.
Unless you get surgery done, you know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck got money for that shit?
What?
I said, who the fuck got money for that shit?
Yeah, really.
Celebrities who are dumbass.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess I'm just going to grow old gracefully. My goal is to be successful at this and make money from it, and that's wonderful. But I don't think you got to be so rich that you're an asshole or do all that extra shit. But hey, if you want to get some tummy tucking, go for it.
Sometimes they get facelifts and they look different. They don't even look the same.
I know, which is sad.
I think they need to get the.
Maybe some facial surgery will help. Yeah.
Instead of a facelift, they need to get the brain lift because some of them got no brains.
Shit. That is very true.
This is something I noticed. Like, they'll get a facelift, but their teeth are all messed up. You know, or they have too much.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
What do they call it? Like, those implants, and then their teeth look fake, you know?
Oh, you mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of them have fake teeth anyway.
I know. Why? No. Why? I mean, I don't understand that.
Because they got cavities. No people want to look at the cocaine.
Stop snorting the cocaine.
I said, nobody want to see those fucked up teeth while you're smiling.
Then why
especially if they're eating some like seaweed and shit, it's got some, you know, black shit up in your fucking teeth. Hell no.
Right here.
Yeah. Who the hell wants to see that?
Chinese food that got stuck in my teeth.
I was good. I brushed them before I came
home. Broccoli.
Me too. I was actually, before I got on, I was actually using mouthwash because I drank coffee at work. I was eating some Korean noodle. My breath stank, man. I know you guys can't smell it from there, but I'm like, nah, let me just freshen up my breath.
She is so random.
And I washed my face because it was so freaking oily and shit. Looked like I got a bag of grease on my face or something.
And this is going to be the concept of our new show.
Yeah, it's called The Bag of Grease, motherfucker.
We want to produce a television show about the craziness of Karen Lowe.
And I am crazy.
A new reality television show.
See, I can't share this video with my father and my mom because my dad doesn't like me cussing.
They know. I hear you.
Oh, dude, parents I couldn't share like this with my parents either. My parents told me to my face they will not watch my television show
because my dad
it is and where.
Because growing up,
my parents would have watched it. My parents will not watch it because there's too much. The subject matter, sometimes some of the things I and swearing. But look. This show isn't for everybody. Right. I didn't write this show, produce this show, or host this show to appease to my parents.
It's for the prudes and the kiddies.
It's not for children. It's not for people who, whatever. It's not going to be for everybody. Do I give a fuck? No, not really. I love my parents to death. I didn't expect them to watch this fucking show. Maybe my father when he was in his like 30s or 40s before he met my before he got older, whatever, but it is what it is. The whole thing
is
quality entertainment and have good guests on the show that have, you know, are contributing to the world of entertainment from or another, you know what I mean? That's what more matters, really, to be honest. We're trying to share people from around the world that are truly talented and have something to contribute to the world. Musically, acting-wise, whatever it is, writing books, whatever it is that you do, you know, you direct and produce movies, whatever.
You're welcome here.
You're always welcome here. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's not always about, okay, you're already a celebrity. I mean, yes, it would be wonderful to get The Rock on our television show or our radio show or get somebody like big caliber like Jim Carrey or whatever. That's wonderful. But they have been around for a long time and already have done a ton of stuff and already right. have had tons of exposure. You know what I'm saying? So we want more. So, yeah, once in a while you'll see a celebrity on our show. Once in a while you'll see somebody who's a famous author or whatever. But at the same time, we want to show the up-and-coming artists and actors and producers, directors, whatever, from around the world and showcase their stuff as well.
And the little guy, because when they get big, they'll remember us too and come back. So that's exactly. what we're hoping for.
And then you get the little guy on with the bigger guys. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And then it all works out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. get some of my comedians opening for Andrew Dice Clay.
Cool.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to form these partnerships where people can open for some of these bigger people, like Tommy Chong or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe work on collaborations with movie directors, people that we work with already, stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's all about forming partnerships and making helping the community as a whole by giving them the resources that you've taken time to gather.
You know it's about making connections too.
Yeah. You know? Networking. That's a huge thing. You help them, they help you, everybody works together, and it's a really nice thing. And that's more what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody working together, everybody helping each other. Everybody
would be great if the whole world was like that.
Oh, it would be, but I already know the fucking cold, harsh reality of it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I just deal with the people who are real and do want to help others and help each other and network and
we meet some good people.
Yeah, we've met some amazing human beings over the last, I've been doing this, and he's been with me for about 5 years now with this. And you know what I'm saying? So I really truly believe that when you find somebody who's gifted and talented, that you should showcase what they do. It shouldn't matter how many likes and followers and listeners and subscribers and blah, 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 that they fucking have on this platform or that platform or whatever. If they're putting out good quality stuff, no matter what it is, try helping them. Giving them some exposure. And not being a dick and charging them every fucking person for some shit. Anyway, it's about truly loving what you do and helping others. Yep. And eventually, other shit will come to you. If you put good out into the world, eventually other good
will come back. Yeah.
But we want to play some music by Karen Lowe. First of all, how long have you been writing your songs and actually singing?
I've been singing since I was 12, maybe 11. I've been singing since I was 11. I've been performing on stage since I was 12.
Wow.
So, I was getting paid at the age of 12.
Wow. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then, God damn it, it stopped at the age of 44, not getting paid. Because people being cheap and don't want to pay, and like they ask, how much you charge for a show? I said, how much do you pay for a show? And then we can talk. Because if you tell me you don't pay me $100, I don't even want to waste my time.
Right.
Well, I'm gonna give you $300-$500 or something. It's worth it. But anything like less than a certain amount, I wouldn't bother. It depends on how long you're performing. Are you performing for half an hour, 2 hours? You know what I mean?
I remember the last show I did was in Arizona in 2019. It was for a Chinese New Year show. I got paid about $1,200 just to do show.
That's what I'm saying. I travel so far
because I have to drive over there.
Right.
Well, speaking of that, where are you from?
I'm from Hong Kong.
Okay, and you're living in Hong Kong now?
Hell no, I'm in the United States of America.
What part?
You live here in the LA area.
I'm in Southern California.
Southern California.
LA. Yeah.
I live in the city of Roland Heights, where all the Asian people are at.
Okay, cool.
Roland Heights! Out by Diamond Bar, California.
No.
She out by Diamond Bar.
Cool. Cool.
In the middle of the she's not too far from where I work, actually. Where I work at Whittier at the FedEx facility.
35
FedEx Freight facility. She's not that far from where I work in Whittier. Like, not far at all.
But not at all. I left Hong Kong when I was 9.
Okay. So is your family here?
Most of them, yeah.
Cool.
My mom and dad.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
My parents are here. My brothers are here. My cousins are here.
Oh, that's right. Great. You got a whole family. That's good. What got you into music and singing?
My father got me a karaoke machine, and then I started playing with it. I was like 11 years. I think I was 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And that got me into like singing, because I was, you know, curious. So I was always messing with the damn machine when I come home from school.
Yeah.
Right.
I come home from school, throw my backpack on the ground, go wash my hand, go get food, and then after that, I just go to the machine and start playing and start getting the mic, start turning it on, start singing, and then. Well, I mean, that's how I got into it.
Who inspired you?
Who inspired me?
Yeah. Some of your artists that inspired you.
I would say Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
Nice.
Taylor Dane.
Taylor Dane.
Lionel Richie. Anita Baker. I mean... Like those kind of artists. That, I mean, I think I like Diana Ross, some of her songs.
All legends.
I mean,
yeah.
And of course, we all love Michael Jackson, because he inspired us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He is very talented, not just as a dancer. He's just, you know, he's a full package.
He was a full package. It's such a shame he died so early. What a shame. Yes.
I agree.
Say that one more time.
I said it's such a shame that he died so early. You know?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, we all know the story behind that. He's not going to share that one. We're not going to share that online.
Right.
Conspiracy theories.
Don't want to get in trouble.
It's still a shame, though. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So much talent wasted and gone, you know? I mean,
yeah,
he was in his 50s, like me, but... I think he still had a lot more years to go. You just turned 50. His dad, not a lot to do with his family.
His dad, especially.
Yeah. Screwed him up.
Yeah, well, we don't want to talk about that. It's negative.
You know what?
So.
Karen Lowe is an MTV artist and America's Got Talent finalist.
Oh, yeah.
You were an American
pony.
I was. I didn't win, though, but I was on it.
Matter.
It was fun, though.
It doesn't matter. You are a finalist.
Right.
And that is a big thing, too.
That's a big
thing. The fact that you made it down towards the finals. You see what I'm saying?
I was a semi-finalist. I didn't make it to the finals.
Who cares? God damn it. You were a finalist. Here we go. Yeah, it was semi. Whatever. Shut up. You're still a finalist, woman. Stop that. Own it. How many bitches can say that shit?
That's a big deal.
Remember that? Not that many people can say that kind of stuff. Exactly.
I own it.
I'm producing that next song right there. Anyway.
Call I own it.
I don't mean
can
to
we call it I own it?
Yes. Yeah.
Can we call it? I own the shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, of course you can. I have a band called Freak Show from San Diego, and they have a song called "Built for This Shit."
Yeah.
So it's okay to swear.
That was a good song.
But just try not to take. Just try not to put a show called "Take a Shit" because that ain't gonna sell.
Oh no! We don't want to go there. No, that's not gonna happen.
Hey,
I want to play a music video. I want to play some songs here. So I have the five next songs here that I downloaded and sent to LA Talk Radio. We have Dance Floor. We have Fantasies. Give It to You, Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. And Love Me Now.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't play that one. No. Don't play Love Me Now.
No, so we're not doing Love Me Now. All right, so we're just going to do the top four then. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so
please do.
Of those four songs, which ones do you want to play first? We're going to do a back-to-back, so a two-pack, and then we're going to do another two-pack.
Play Crazy.
So Crazy and paired with which one?
Play Crazy, play Fantasies, play Give It To You Baby, and then play the last one, which is, what'd you say? Dance Floor?
Dance Floor, yeah. So what we'll do is do Crazy and Fantasies first, and then Give It To You Baby and Dance Floor. All right, so Sam, can we please play Fantasies and Crazy by Karen Lowe, Sony EDM artist, 5050 Global Music Incorporated.
Peace, homie.
Hell yeah, Fantasies. We love it.
That was really good. I liked really it. Good.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Shashan.
Yes, exactly. Shashan.
Shashan.
That's one of the only things I know. That's one of the only things in Chinese that I know are two. I can say thank you, xie xie, and I can say ni hao, which is hello. And that's about all I know in Chinese.
Ni hao means how are you?
Oh, see, I learned something new. I thought it just meant hello. How are you? Rock on. Very nice. I like it.
Hell yeah.
I love it. I love it. Very good.
I really did like it. Great job.
Thank you.
I want to play next. We said we were going to play
Crazy.
Yeah, let's do Crazy next. Followed up by...
Crazy.
Exactly. That's why we're friends. Play Crazy, please. And then back after that, play Give It To You, Baby by Karen Lowe, Sony EDM artist.
Jenny's been talking on the block.
I walk into the zone, like I'm all alone. People all around me, they won't let me be. Possessive, aggressive.
strong. She was so good to me like a goddess of beauty. Just want a chance to be the one you wanna see. All the time I can spend with you and never. And no way we can be more than just friends. I can preach you, baby. Never teach you, lady. All I have to be yours. You know I want it. Never come and get it.
I tell you right there.
So who won the go-kart race?
And who won the go-karts? We're curious.
I think I did that night. I was like, aggressive.
Well, I want to make all your songs into awesome music videos just like that one. That was great.
Mm-hmm. That was my first, that was actually my first video for 50-50.
Hell yeah. Well, we need to make some more.
You're telling me.
We gotta do it, girl, because I'm a videographer and photographer here in the LA area.
So
I need some pictures done. I got you, no problem.
Oh yeah,
I got a camera and I know how to use it. That sounds dirty. Oh, sorry. Anyway, hey, I was a swinger. Don't judge me. Anyway, so we have one last song to play. It is Dance Floor. We have Dance Floor. We're going to play by Karen Lowe, EDM artist, Sony, 5050 Global Music Gang.
I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. Whenever I step into this place, I can't put myself out. It's like I have a connection with this special place.
It will never be a better place for you and me. You and I could never be apart. We made a promise that we'll never break apart. Dance with me, want you in my life. Stay tonight, don't leave me lonely.
great time at the special place, special time. We'll never say goodbye, because love will always live. We'll always have faith in everything you do, because without faith, there will be any love left here.
Hell yeah!
Yay!
That was shit.
We want to thank Karen Lowe from Sony for being on our show today. Thank you so much for being a guest on here and letting us play your incredible music.
Yes.
Great job.
Go check her out, 5050globalmusicedm.net and 5050globalmusicinc.net. And I don't know.
Check it out. Thank you,
Karen. Just type in Karen Lowe. Go on Spotify. Listen to her music. Go check out her videos on YouTube. Go to what's your handle on Instagram again? The kind dragon lady. What the fuck was that again?
No, excuse me, dragon lady. Dragon lady.
I don't know.
You mean my Instagram is Karen? Yes. Karen, the lady filled with love.
Oh, there you go. Okay, cool. Rock on.
I like it.
You know,
go check her out. Yeah. She's everywhere. This woman's everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. She's on everywhere. Anything you can think of. YouTube. She's on. And she's everywhere. This woman's everywhere. Go check her out. 5050 Global Music Inc. Just type in Karen Lowe, L-O. You can find her. She's got music everywhere. So go listen to all music streaming platforms. Like her. Follow her. Not literally, but, you know, on social media. No stalking, bitches!
No!
Karen's mine! I'm just kidding. I'm going to
see you. Boy!
I'm going to see you. No, I love you. And I'm going to
see you. I have an artist page on Spotify, so they can go on Spotify.
Yes, go on Spotify. Go check her out. Cool. Good music. Yeah. You're going to love it. Just like we played today. Four amazing songs. Love you. We'll see you. I'm going to see you on Sunday, girl.
Okay.
We're going to go get some food, and we're going to hang out.
I'm going to call you in 2 hours. You better pick up.
Maybe. I might be asleep. I might be drunk. I might be really high, or all of the above. I don't know.
But, okay. I'll send you a text.
All right, cool. Thank you to Tyne Myers, as always. Thank you to the Muse.
Yes.
And thank you to all of you for watching us crazy fucking assholes on this show called Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, 5050 Global Music Inc., Sony Music Entertainment, and Sony Music Publishing, and The Orchard. Bye, Sony. Bye. Till next time.
Peace out.
Until next time.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.